Welcome to the third episode of The Punsters. In today's episode, we have special guest, San Diego comedian Bryant Faust. Today's topics include cancer, getting out of the friend zone, sexual assault, comedy, and Jake's inability to please a woman. So I hope you guys enjoy listening.
So should I just hang back at first?
Okay.
That's the usual format of a podcast.
Tell us how it's done.
Oh, well, Jesus. This started off on the wrong foot.
I didn't even mean it. Did I sound mean? Because I didn't mean this.
No, Brian. Tell us how you host your podcast. How about that?
I didn't mean it in a mean way.
Oh, cool. I got a happy birthday notice from OkCupid.
That makes me feel so
good. You're on OkCupid, so am I.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I wonder, we'll save it for the air.
Should I look through my messages and see if you've ever messaged me on OkCupid?
I think I'd remember that.
Okay.
But we should see what our...
percent, your match.
Yeah.
Oh, our match percent. Yeah, we should do that. All right.
What if you're 98%?
Well, we're recording, right?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, so we're on the air.
It's happening now.
Yeah. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to look him up.
Yeah, this is a good use of our time, I think.
All right, you guys. This is it. Today we have Mr. Bryant Faust in the house.
Dude, I can't believe you just did that on the air.
Did you call him?
I call him Faust. I can't do it without the T.
That's what he told me. It's a chronic issue for him.
I don't know what it is about, but I always want to call you Brian Faust.
I
move the T to the last name.
I like Bryant more than the name Brian, but I also like, and it's more unique.
That's true.
But I also think Faust is a better name than mine.
Faust.
That's true.
So I'm thinking about changing it to Bryant Faust. But then there's too many T's.
Reintroduce.
Well, normally people they introduce themselves. Like, hey, this is the it's me and this and these two other fucks, and then the guest.
I don't know. How to let's do that for a specific. All right,
we'll just cut part of that out.
Okay? I like leaving it in.
Look up.
I want people to know exactly how incompetent we are, so that if we ever accomplish anything with it, they're gonna be like, "Wow, those guys." I mean, I really thought they were a fuck up, but that last podcast, C-. So, I'm glad we all stopped talking right when I said that, so we could share this moment together. So let's start over.
All right.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Welcome. Let's introduce ourselves. My name's Raul Zambrano.
I'm Brittany Herzbrunn.
I'm Jake Disharoon.
And welcome to the second episode of The Punsters.
Third
episode.
Track of the episodes.
There's been so many. I can't. All right. Third episode, my bad. And today we have Mr. Funny Man. That's his
drill. What?
We have a stand-up comic, San Diego stand-up comic, Brian Faust.
I think Raul needs to stop doing the intros.
I actually like Mr. Funny Man.
That'll be Funny Man Faust. Yeah. I think that's a new... The Faust Man.
We're working this weekend at the Laugh Shack in Walla Walla.
The Chuckle Hut in Roanoke.
That was better. That was a better obscure...
I've heard of places. The Chuckle Hut might be real. I might have not made that up.
That sounds real.
I would be shocked if it wasn't a real...
Yeah, it's gotta
location.
Be.
Like,
there are only so many, I feel like, names you can think of.
There's a lot of really terrible names for stand-up comedy clubs. I'm probably the first person to make this observation, actually, now that I think about it. But there's like Go Bananas. That's a place. Go Bananas.
Go crazy, guys. Crazy with your crazy comedy.
Oh, these guys are seriously whacked out.
Some would say they go bananas.
Who would say that?
I don't know.
I feel like it's a good strategy for a young comic like us, like just starting out, to make fun of venues that might potentially book us in years.
We got to pre-burn those bridges. We don't even cross them. The bridge is still being built, and we're like, fuck, let's torch this thing. Because they're all going to hear this.
Yeah.
Right?
Every single...
I think every club owner.
I mean, I'm going to send them to them. That's a good idea to do, right? Just send them on podcasts.
I mean, so far, no. It's not a good idea.
I think I was in the bathroom when you guys were talking about. Did you guys get a hard number on the viewer listeners.
Were
so
you
far?
Listening to us from the bathroom?
No, I heard you guys were discussing it, and then I went into the bathroom.
Wow.
I never got to
interrogate him on this. That is so rude.
It's not, because I was in the room when the conversation started, and then I left the room before it finished.
No. Well,
I'm creepy for a number of reasons, but that is not one of them.
Okay, we did. Well, last Raul checked, you said it was how many?
We were at like about 435, something like that.
435 for our first one, which is awesome. I mean, thank you guys for listening. That's super great.
Yeah, that is like 400 more people than I thought would listen to it. Honestly, I'm not even making a joke.
I'm being dead serious too. And when I referred to the masses in the last episode, you were like, "Oh, okay, whatever." That's kind of a mass. That's a mass.
So you're wrong, Jake.
It's one mass.
Guys,
I don't know if we're masses yet.
I was watching Louis C.K. had a short-lived video podcast, and I was watching on YouTube today, and he was talking about. Oh, I'm doing my second episode because so many people listened to the first. And he mentioned like something like 40,000. And he was like, I'm really proud of that number, even though it's not even true. I'm going to continue to be proud of it. And he's the real number was like something like 382. So pat yourselves on the back, guys.
Really?
You can look it up on YouTube. I'm not...
Wow.
So you're saying we should lie about the number of people that listen to this?
That's too.
The moral...
I think he's saying we're better than Louis C.K.
It doesn't even really need to be said. I mean,
I'm just saying you happen to have gotten more listeners than his.
You made a face like you wanted to vomit when I said that. Don't.
This is a very dark beer.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to stomach.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I wanted to give a shout out to Angel because when he listened to the first podcast, he texted me about how sexy he thought my voice was. So, hey, Angel, how you doing? Gross. Okay. Jake, I don't like that face.
Who's Angel?
You've met him.
Oh, right. I didn't know he was a creep.
Oh, he's not.
I didn't think so until this moment when you said that.
Can't somebody just be complimentary without it being... creepy to you?
Had he not met you before?
No, he has. I think he was just, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Just you know, being a creep. Good joke.
No, I know Angel. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, Angel's a cool guy.
But it is a little creepy.
Whatever.
You're an angel.
No.
On his own.
No.
But maybe. But you guys like.
He might be masturbating to her voice right now, but I don't know if that actually counts as sex.
Probably not like right this second because it's not live, but
that's true.
When
I don't know where he is right now, to be fair.
What's the turnaround time on this? When can I tell my mother she can listen to me? She'll be very interested.
It'll be released a week from Tuesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No date on
that. Hi, Mom.
No, I have no idea what the date is on this. Just whatever that is.
Okay. So you said you had a story you wanted to tell, right?
Well, first let's talk about what we did this week. I want to get an update. Yeah. Okay. I just came back from Puebla. That's what I want to talk about.
Oh, okay. Well, talk
came back
about
from
that.
A trip. Jesus
you could
Christ.
Have just, she said you have a story. You could just told that story. If you
no,
that is what you did this week.
That could have been a smoother transition.
No,
we're not doing that.
Yeah, fuck
ask
you.
Me what I did this week so I can tell you a story.
So how was Puebla, Raul?
What'd you do this week, buddy?
I don't want to talk about it. I went to Puebla, Mexico, and I went during the whole like Dia de los Muertos thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was like the little kind of their version of Halloween.
So silly. I'm kidding.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's adorable.
It's cute.
It's
racist.
So we went, it was me and my family. And exactly as I predicted, as soon as I got off the plane and I met my family members, they're like, "Hey, what's up? Man, you're getting fat. God damn it!" And not only that, they were like, "They said, yeah, you're getting fat. Also, I heard you're doing comedy. Tell me a joke."
Yeah. A joke, fat boy.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're really the Ralphie May of San Diego.
And the worst part is that they're expecting me to tell them a joke in Spanish. And I can barely speak Spanish, you know.
Yeah.
Like I'm okay in Spanish. What's that?
What's Spanish for Christian D&D? What do you say that?
Day and day.
Day and day. Real creative, guys. Way to go, Spain.
I thought you told me that they, because I asked you if your family made fun of
you.
No,
you didn't.
Yes, I did. I did, and you said you got out of it, or some answer that wasn't really relevant to the question, so I just, I don't know. Maybe,
I think I probably misheard your question.
Maybe you missed, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was a text.
Whatever.
It was. See, you saw it?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's just recount old text messages we've read.
Look through each other's text messages.
Oh, no.
We're part of a group text.
Yeah, we're part of a very elite Pumpsters
group text. It's very exclusive.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Sometimes Justin's in it.
Sometimes he is.
Yeah. Justin's. Oh, Justin is here, you guys.
Don't just, this.
He's wearing a very sharp button down. Is that denim?
It is linen.
Linen.
Oh, linen that looks a little like denim, but a little shinier, so it looks a little...
iridescent.
Oh, it's iridescent.
There you go.
It's lovely.
Too dressed up for the podcast, let's be honest.
Yeah, he's not trying to get pooed after this.
He doesn't look quite as good as I did the first time.
Yeah. But I don't think he's trying to get laid like you were.
Arguable.
Sure.
Yeah.
What'd you do this week, guy?
So, I'm a salesperson. Mm-hmm. Been making cold calls. And somebody I talked to somebody today. And I started pitching them on whatever it is I sell. I don't really know what it is. And he let me do the whole pitch, and then he was like, you know, that all sounds great, but I got to tell you something. I have prostate cancer.
Yeah?
So I'm like, so you're just going to buy it, because...
What do you got to lose?
I mean, who needs money? You can't take it with you, right?
Yeah.
Why? Okay, this happened to me, people dropping that incredibly depressing... information bomb. That happened to me when I worked at Kohl's. There was a woman, I was at the front registers.
This woman walked up, she had like six
pairs of men's slacks. She put them on the counter, and I said, that's a lot of pants. Because I'm clever.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a lot of pants, lady. Yeah,
just like that. I said, that's a lot of pants.
You bring that to the stage, and I think the audience really...
They,
relates to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that kind of observational.
Yeah.
Just I'm a real Jerry Seinfeld type.
Sure.
Like, hey, look, do you ever notice how some ladies
have a lot of pants?
I was going to let you make that comparison to Jerry Seinfeld.
And you did.
Yeah.
Good recap.
Yeah. I'm liking the way this is going so far.
Yeah, we
really
have
good about it.
Chemistry.
Yeah.
So, okay. I said, that's a lot of pants, if you recall from earlier. I said, that's a lot of pants.
That really funny thing you said.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a good joke.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, yeah, they're for my dad. He's dying of cancer. I didn't even ask you a question. I asked zero questions. I made one. I didn't say hi or anything. I didn't know this lady.
Yeah.
What kind of life do you have where you think that it's appropriate to tell a cashier at a department store that your father is on his deathbed? I'm sorry to anybody who has cancer out there. I'm not making fun of... I am kind of making fun of you a little bit. But it was like... It felt like somebody hit me in the chest with a bat. Like,
well, it's just that also doesn't explain why she was buying so many pairs of pants for him. I think the one would do if he's dying of cancer.
Yeah, what is he trying to get into heaven? Like business casual? There's no dress code in heaven.
They want options for the open casket, I think.
That's probably what it was.
Boy, that is a bummer.
Yeah.
I'm not glad I brought
I wasn't able to go into a lighter direction with your cancer story.
No, I full responsibility over here. I told two cancer stories back to back, and I'm like, come on, lighten up,
no,
you guys.
People just like to share with, like, people in the customer service industry, they're kind of held captive to the whims of the customer, mm-hmm. because it's like, I'm getting my paycheck based on you being happy.
Yeah.
So when I work for the cable company, it's over the phone, people call, and they just unload horrific things on me that I just tell, I'm like, oh, wow. Or they just want to talk, like old people. They just want to talk. Like, oh, wow, you have several cats, ma'am. That's amazing. Keep going.
Yeah, some people are just lonely. I mean, or they have no one else to talk to. Like, when I worked at Rewool, this woman came up to me when I was working behind concessions, and her lip was super bruised and swollen, and she was, like, very skinny and blonde and had, like, she just looked like she'd had a lot of plastic surgery, so that's what I assumed it was. And she was like, is it really noticeable? And so I lied, and I was like, no, not at all. And she's like, yeah, "My husband," and just walks away. What? And I was like, "Oh shit! Like, why did I need to know? Are you telling me you want me to call the police? Yeah. I don't understand."
Did that affect her choice of movie she was gonna see? Is that why you needed to know that?
Yeah, maybe.
I could pull a good spousal abuse movie right there. That would have been great, but I can't.
Yeah.
I don't even stuff with Jennifer Lopez.
Boom.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll edit that so it sounds like I said it.
Okay. Right. There was so
What did she? Wait. What did she see? Enough with Jennifer Lopez. Right, guys. All right, then we'll edit that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
There was some pretty edgy deleted scenes from The Great Outdoors in which John Candy is just beating the shit out of his wife. I was trying to think of the actress's name, but
nope.
Anyway.
Oh, speaking of classic comedies, I saw Meatballs. Well, no, I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. Bill Murray.
And there is a scene. He's the hero of this movie. But watch, it was made in like the early 80s, late 70s, something like that. Don't double check that.
No,
all.
I'm not. I don't care enough about your
That
story.
Was really more to the audience. Like, don't correct me. I don't care. But watching it in 2013, there is a scene where he clearly sexually assaults a woman. Like, he does not rape her, but he has, like, this playful, like, he tackles her, and they're wrestling, quote-unquote wrestling, but she is screaming the entire time.
And it's, like, a scene where people are supposed to laugh.
Yeah, it's a comedy scene. It's supposed to be funny.
Look at that wacky Bill Murray.
Oh, boy. This
raping
guy.
Raping that woman. Uh-huh. Hilarious.
What a character.
Just yesterday, like, I was at Shooters, and we were doing the open mic.
You saw someone get raped, or what?
Pretty much. by the way, no, April was on doing a set, and then she jokes about like something along the lines of like, oh, you know, I wish I was objectified or something like that. And then this like really creepy looking old guy with a porn stash just like charges at her,
trying to
hug her.
Ooh.
And then she's like, no. And she was like, get the fuck away from me, like stopped her set to tell this guy to like get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And then she finished her set and she has to walk by him, and then he kind of tries to like say something to her in a joke, and she's like, no, fucking don't touch me. Yeah. It was just I had to follow that, so I had to follow sexual assault.
You should have said great. The same thing, like, hey,
yeah,
guy,
hey, objectify me.
Mm.
Yeah, so it was pretty, he looked like the guy who's the narrator in the Big Lebowski at the end. That's who it was, pretty much. That was the guy.
Sam.
I'm so disappointed in myself. I can't think of his name.
I know his name. It's Sam.
Sam.
Sure.
W?
Sure.
Let's spend another 5 minutes on this.
Let's, here, I'll look it up later, and then you can edit it in make it seem like a lot of editing in this podcast.
That's the only way you look smart, is if we edit it that way.
Right. By the way, every joke I've ever said on this podcast, edit in later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like look at a trans. Boom. Thank you. Jake? All right, now, okay.
Yeah.
What's his name? Sam Elliott.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah. Good one, Jake.
Sam Elliott.
He really, I can see where you're going with that, but to me, he looked much more like the head coach in Major League.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, you
I think
there?
Somebody
yeah,
pointed.
He was there.
I think somebody pointed that out last night, and I was like, that's it. That's perfect.
Do they have, I mean, I doubt they have security. Did anyone help her? Or
no, we God, have security. Everyone just kind of like, oh, there's someone driving to stage.
It
and
was
then,
over.
What?
She handled herself.
She handled herself really good. So.
But what if he wouldn't have stopped?
Then there would have been.
Yeah, we would all have.
There would have been a bunch of comics just standing around.
Yeah, I just watching her. Oh, shit, like, this is happening.
I don't think comics are known for being tough, so I'm not sure.
Boy, can I write any material about this? This is crazy.
No, that's what we do.
I think we should.
This is hilarious.
Never
mind. Uh-oh. Now curious.
Yeah, was it going to be fun?
I was going to say, we should spend several more minutes describing what people looked like on a podcast.
Yeah. It's great. Can I ask, I don't know if this is boring, but how did you get into comedy? Because I'm always curious about that.
I just always wanted to do it. It was something that I grew up loving watching.
Yeah.
Like, when Comedy Central first came out, I was probably, like, 8 to 10 years old. And all they did on Comedy Central for the longest time was just stand-up specials.
Yeah.
That was the only comedy that they had available to show. Mm. So just watching stand-up specials
all the time. I'm just like, that'd be amazing to do, but I just never, she never got to do it. I was just always scared to do it.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's really scary.
Yeah, it really is. And then one day on March 24th, 2013, I said, you're calling the Comedy Store to see if you can get on the open mic. And just by me doing that, I already felt like accomplished. Like,
yeah.
All right,
I decided to do something.
Yeah. And then I was also thinking, they're not going to pick me. And then I call back expecting like, oh, sorry. And Kim Thompson, I didn't know who Kim Thompson was at the time, but later I know now she's the one answering the phone every week, Kim Thompson. She's like, yeah, you're going to be number 9. I'm like, thanks. And I hang up, and that's when the panic set in.
I would
like,
I have to do this.
Yeah. So,
have you been writing jokes for a while?
I thought I had until I actually decided to sit down and think, okay, what am I going to say on stage? That's dog shit. That's dog shit. That's dog shit. So it's not really until you're confronted with the idea of presenting these ideas to an audience that's like, oh no, this is all horrific.
Yeah.
This is all just a bleak journal entry that I shouldn't share with anybody. But I was able to, I managed to figure out like 2.5 minutes worth of stuff because I also knew I didn't want to run the light.
Right.
I knew I didn't want to get 3 minutes exactly.
Yeah.
Because I was just pacing around my apartment, just like rehearsing it. And then I go and I actually had a pretty good set, which was good because if I had a bad set that first time, I think it would have devastated me.
Yeah.
And then for the next 2 months, it was just bad sets. Yeah. Nothing but bad sets. But I had that one...
So you were chasing that?
Yeah, I had that one experience. Like, I've done it before.
Yeah.
I know it can happen again. Yeah. So, yeah, it was... You know.
Yeah, a lot of comics have a similar story where they...
Yeah.
When they first start out, they have a really good set. And then the rest of them, they just eat shit for a long time. But that one good set will, like, sustain you for so long. You're like, I gotta get back to that.
Yeah.
Because that was, it's usually like the best experience of your life.
Honestly. Oh, it was, it's amazing. It's amazing. When you go on stage and it's working and you're getting laughs, it's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
And so, like, after my first set, it went well. I put a stupid rule on myself, like, all right, I'm doing new stuff every time.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you can do that, God bless you. Yeah, but if you're just doing new stuff for the sake of doing new stuff and it's crap,
right?
Like, what's the point of that? You're just embarrassing yourself. So then finally I wrote like a couple, after like 2 months, I wrote a couple new jokes that like happened to work. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of hanging on to these, you know, I'm not gonna. So yeah, it's obviously though, you always want to keep trying to do as much new stuff as possible. But, but you also, you know, hang on to what
you also want to like practice your act. Like I do see some comedians that like try new stuff every single time, but they're not polishing their act. They're not polishing the good stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I had a similar situation where, like, I collected all... Or, like, you know, for a period of months, I think it was something like 6 months of me thinking about doing stand-up, I, you know, had a notebook and I would write just all premises. And when it came to down do it, I'm like, yep, nope, all this is garbage. This is okay.
Yeah.
This is okay. Like, 4 things out of, you know, like, pages full. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, I guess, wow, what was the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
None of this is a joke.
Yeah.
Fuck. You know, so.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of the stuff that I wrote, because I started thinking about doing comedy probably for as long as I'd been watching comedy. But when I was a kid, like, I would see comics on Comedy Central. I'm like, oh, boy, that looks fun, but not enough funny things have happened to me. I don't think I could ever be a comedian. Like, I assumed to be a comedian, you just had to have a bunch of funny stories that happened to you. And that was what made you a comic.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that I wrote a ton of horrible jokes over the years, but I can't remember most of them. One that I remember that stands out in my mind is like, oh, God. This was not good enough to do at my first open mic, I'll say that.
And now we can hear it on your podcast.
Yeah.
Right, I want to record it forever. Let me see if I remember how it went. So I was eating grapes in my kitchen the other day. One of them fell, hit the ground. I heard it hit the ground, but I could never find it. What did it slip into an alternate dimension?
What?
What the hell? Why that doesn't sound like you at all. What the fuck?
And were you planning on doing the arm gestures as well?
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't even know how to describe it. It's just palms up. Back and forth.
you'll know the movement I'm doing by this.
What are you like an Italian waiter?
Eh?
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 Yeah, we've all.
But you brought up, you mentioned, you didn't think you had enough story, enough funny story. Then I, similarly, I live a very pretty boring life. A few months ago, I saw an interview with Louis C.K., and he said that at his desk where he does his writing, he has a framed little picture that says, "This can be anything you want it to be." And it, like, just that notion of like, yeah, I'm in complete creative control of whatever I want to say on stage. So even if something almost amusing happened, I can flip that and turn it on its ear. And so it, like, after that, it, like, I really started having a lot more fun with the writing side of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that stopped the energy of the room dead.
This has been Comics Talk Comedy with your host, Jeff Billiton.
Oh, is that? We don't do that. Okay, you got. I kept wanting to ask you what the format was, and it's just shoot the shit.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's totally fine. We can talk about anything, really.
Yeah, yeah. This can be anything you want it to be.
But you better be goddamn funny, Brian. That's your role.
We're bringing nothing to the table.
This
I want
is
you.
All
to know
you,
that.
Brian. All right.
I think you called him Brian the first time, and then you made sure the second time to say Bryant.
Bryant.
It's good of you to point that out.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I got to. I can't let him get away with that shit.
We got the Faust in the house, you know?
Absolutely. Raul, you probably have a similar thing, like people mispronouncing your name.
Kinda. Not really, though. Mine's pretty, like, it's very obviously Hispanic.
Yeah.
You know what? People will call me, like, you know, some people will say Raul, and then other people will be like Raul. But most people just go Raul.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, but there are like a few friends that I go that like, yeah, Raul. Like,
what's
not exactly my name, but okay.
Like, as far as being introduced at a mic, what was like...
The weirdest mispronunciation.
Weirdest mispronunciation, yeah.
I was called, I mean, I think you were there for the, I think the what takes is Robert Timothy.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, next up we have Raul Sombrero. Raul Sombrero. And then I was like, oh, and then I went up and I'm like, dude, you mispronounced my last name. It's Raul Mariachi.
That's nice. That's nice. Good.
That was a good night.
I had one. I won't say who it was. I was about to go on and the guy even asked me, he's like, what's your name again? I'm like, Bryant Faust. I'm like, okay, cool. He goes up, he's like, all right, up next, Ryan Fosse, with a question mark in his voice. Like, he forgot immediately.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Fosse, yeah. Director of Cabaret.
No, that was a deep cut right there.
Yeah, I took a film history class.
Yeah, nice. Look at you, nice. Big shot.
Big shot?
Yeah,
I'm very successful.
College educated. Film history.
Yeah, I've seen Cabaret, you guys.
Wow, I mean,
look out.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing in this podcast. Too smart.
You're a little too classy, sitting there with your arms crossed, looking all fancy, with your shirt that is...
Go on.
Shirt-like. And
oh, yeah. Burn.
Yeah. Oh, she got you.
Is that shirt new, though, bro?
No.
Yeah.
It's a tight shirt, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm digging it.
Hey, that shirt...
Huh? What about it?
That's pretty cool.
It's a cool shirt.
I like that shirt.
What kind of shirt is that?
Kind of
you guys, a t-shirt? I don't know. What kinds of shirts are there?
Was that O'Neill?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's nice. Cool.
Do you surf a lot?
Oh, man. I'm always hanging 10. You know? I'm like, I'm just out there. It's like, you know, that you just like, you get that feeling where you're like, oh, I'm at one with nature, I assume.
Like cowabunga, dudes.
Cowabunga, thank you. That's the word I'm looking for.
Hey, tell them about the current thing, because you know you don't want them to end up like you did, drowning and shit.
Oh, yeah, so when you swim, make sure to swim against the current. That's what I'm trying to
say. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Every single person in the United States of America, most of Northern America, actually. Northern America?
North America. Okay.
Pro surfer Jake Disharoon over here.
I didn't know that.
You're the one person that didn't know it, I guess.
Now I do know.
You're the one.
So now everybody knows.
Yeah, we got it.
This podcast saves lives.
That's right.
You guys are welcome.
It's going to hit the beach tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Brittany, did you have something you want to read?
I mean, I didn't have anything I wanted to read. Nothing particularly interesting happened to me this week. I was I mean, I was going to bring something up, but I don't think it's a very... I was going to try and get it to come up more naturally.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to. I can bring it up now. I thought it would be interesting to talk about Jake's tongue.
I like that.
Right?
I like that.
Uh-huh. Are you okay with talking about that?
It's fine.
I mean, there's no story or anything.
Well,
but
it kind of is. It's so tell them here. I think he would find it interesting.
Okay, explain your situation, Jake.
Okay. There's a thing that a lot of people have.
Don't try and make it seem like it's very common.
Let me fucking finish. A lot of babies are born with their tongue like attached to the bottom of their mouth. And normally what they do is they snip the connecting skin so you can have a normal tongue and like live a normal human life. My tongue is pretty connected. Like, I can't stick my tongue out very far, but it's not far enough to actually do
anything.
Yeah. That's as far as I can get my tongue out of my mouth. Right there. It's great for the listeners.
It does not go past his lips at all.
Yeah. And what this has prevented me from doing in life, I mean, I feel like people can... I hope my dad is not listening to this, because...
I hope he is.
Okay, well... Yeah. Dad, change the channel on your podcast dial. I can't eat a pussy. I can't do it.
I like how you...
I have a disability.
Yeah.
It's destroying my life.
So, ladies...
If you hate getting your pussy eaten, there's one guy you will not have to worry about that shit with, and it's me. Actually, there's probably a lot of guys you won't have to worry about that shit with. But
for you, it's an inability, so...
All right, no, I have an excuse.
Yeah.
Would you want to? Like, is that something that kind of bums you out?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
What if you have a surgery to correct all this?
That's what I'm saying.
And then you try it, and then you're like, oh, what the... What?
At least why you
first of all, that would be very rude if I did that. I hate this.
Well, I mean, you can't stick it out far, but can you, like...
It's not even past his lips, I think. He would, like, have to...
Flick your tongue?
Can you flick my tongue?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. That looked so gross. I just flicked my tongue at Jake. That was disgusting.
Like this. Like...
Disgusting.
No.
Can you do that?
No, he just looks retarded.
Hey, come
I
on.
Mean...
Because you could get up close and personal. I think you could make it work. I just don't think you're trying.
I think I agree.
Try harder, Jake.
I mean, but... Anything.
I feel like you're using an excuse to get out of a chore you don't want to do. And that's not right. You're selfish.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if it was just, like, actually getting my tongue out, that would be fine. But it's actually painful to do anything. Like, if I did that for an extended period of time, I would probably, like, I'd probably be bleeding by the end of it. I don't know if women are into that, but I got to assume not. You're not a representative sample. I don't.
Oh, well, my opinion doesn't matter then, right?
Evidently.
That was the implication.
It matters to me.
I don't think blood from someone's mouth while they were going down on me would be attractive. Maybe if there wasn't the whole fear of AIDS thing.
What if it was a vampire?
If it was a vampire, then absolutely. I see no downside to being a vampire at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems great.
You don't
right?
see any downside to being a vampire?
Not really.
Oh, but you can't look at crosses anymore.
Oh. You mean I can't go to church every Sunday like I never was?
You'd have to stay away from garlic.
I was going to say you can't go out on the day, but like...
That would actually be a bummer.
Yeah.
I'd fucking barely go out.
I don't really see this. I like the night much better.
Night person, yeah.
Well, it totally depends on what kind of vampire you are. Because there are some vampires where, like, for example, Dracula... He could go out in the sun all the time.
Yeah.
He was totally fine. But then, for some reason, for a long time, there was that thing where... There was a myth that vampires... Well, vampires are a myth.
On a myth.
It wasn't like, there's
vampires.
The truth about vampires, and then there's the made
that
up bullshit
like
about vampires.
That's a great romantic comedy that can come out.
The truth about vampires. The truth about vampires and werewolves.
Charlize Theron is...
As the vampire. Who's the werewolf? Robin Williams. He's Harry. Good pull.
I should have said the lady from Knocked Up. She does way more.
Katherine Heigl.
Seth
yeah.
Rogen. I mean,
she Katherine does Heigl. Way more romantic comedies.
Though. Yeah, she does.
She's great,
right?
I liked her on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah, this might shock you, but I've never seen that.
Of course. What were we talking about? I feel like we were...
Vampires?
We're talking about Jake being a disappointing lover.
That's true. Because, I mean, it would be around. A pretty simple surgery, but he refuses to get it because he said that he would have to explain to his mom why he got the surgery.
He's like, Mom, I just really want some ice cream.
She understands.
I can't eat ice cream.
Your mom wants you to be in a happy relationship. She wants you to experience everything that you can, you know? She probably doesn't want you to talk about it on a podcast, but...
Well, another disappointment to her. That's been most of this podcast. Yeah, I mean... Unfortunately, I still live with my parents, so they would have to, there would be questions.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If I came home with like a bunch of gauze in my mouth, they're like, so what happened? I'm like, oh, you know, I got to eat a bitch of pussy.
You know what? I think that would be one question. I think if they ask you the question and then you just gave them a straightforward answer, that would be the end of the conversation.
Oh, you think so?
It would be I've like, never met your parents, so.
You don't think my mom would be like, well, whose pussy are you going to eat? How many bitches are macking on you, son?
If I had a gun right now, I'd blow my brains out, I swear to God.
That's a pretty good impression of my mom, by the way. Speaking of impressions, so I kind of have a Jeff Bilodeau impression. If anybody doesn't know who Jeff Bilodeau is, he's a local comedian. And I did it one time offhanded, like I had never prepared it before, and Raul reacted like it was incredible. He really, really liked it. So since then I've been practicing it, and you've been like, oh, it's really good, it's incredible. On Monday, we had the class,
so
the stand-up.
I'm so excited because Raul's dying right now.
We had the stand-up class, and I did it on stage. To just a group of other people in the class. Jeff wasn't there, but Jesse Egan was there. You know what reaction it got? Basically the reaction that I'm getting from this story right now. Nothing. It got nothing. People were just confused.
Can you do it right now?
Yeah, do it. Was he the one that went on at the ACC?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, yeah.
So, Must be a kid. I don't want to burn his material, so I'm not going to...
Well, just do his voice. Do his voice.
I did that joke like 2 times. I mean, I did the joke twice. That's pretty much it.
You sound like you. A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you're not doing that good today. I don't know. Maybe it's just the lack of practice.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's what it
Maybe
was.
Maybe you
dude.
Over-practiced
on Monday,
it.
Yeah. On Monday, you just did a shitty job. That's probably what happened.
One time, kid? I did a brilliant Christopher Walken impression for like a minute. I've never been able to get back.
You know what impression I like that you do? Seb Tower. For those who don't know, we should probably stop plugging.
Too inside baseball, I think, that one.
Yeah.
But that was a pretty good.
I liked it. He liked it. I was worried he might think I was like taking a shot at him, but.
I'd be okay with it.
He thought it was funny. That was the night of the Kumite Championships, and I thought if there's going to be something that gets me that belt. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a Seb Tower impression.
Yeah.
And
did it work?
Well, I didn't win.
Yeah.
I had fun swinging for those fences.
Yeah. Fun was a lot of fun.
Shoot for the moon.
Mm-hmm. So how long have y'all been friends? Or has that already been discussed?
No, not really, actually.
Never been discussed.
I met Raul probably like...
That's Raul. That's her
name. Yeah, she's talking about Raul Zambrano. That's
one of the hosts of the podcast. Mm-hmm.
I met him maybe 6 years ago. I worked at Regal longer, but he started working there and I was his manager.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got to boss him around a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hasn't stopped.
Yeah. He was one of my most motivated employees.
Oh.
He always tried or pretended to try when I told him to care about selling combos and getting Regal Crown Club cards.
And I sold the shit out of that. Because I'm a proud person. I'm just like, whatever I'm working on, I'll be the best at it.
Yeah.
You know? So when is that going to come into your comedy career?
He totally didn't hide inventory from me when I was doing inventory. Never did that. Mm-hmm. Nope.
That sounds really sarcastic, but I actually don't think I ever did that.
You didn't? I thought you... Well, Mary...
No, I got in trouble for it, but I don't know what the fuck happened.
Mary used to do that for me. I used to have to count inventory every night, and I thought he was in on it too, but they used to hide shit from me, so I would be short at the end of the night. I'm like, God damn, like, you can't leave until you find it all. Mm. So
you guys would like count the candy? I used to work at a movie theater, and I was thinking, like, did I ever fucking count candy? And now I remember.
Yeah, the
junior mints and
and all the cups.
While we're on Regal Cinemas, I like my first couple of weeks working there, I took a break, and then I had to switch cars with my dad. So I had like my little Honda Civic.
I remember this.
Okay, so I had my little Honda Civic, and we had to switch cars. And he had like, for whatever reason, he had this big like plumber's truck at the time. So it had these raised bars on the top of the truck. And so so we switched cars, and I have to take his, because he can't park that shit in downtown, you know, so that's why we had to switch. So I take his car, and I go back to Regal. And at Regal, there's an uphill, and then you turn into the parking structure. And so I try to turn into the parking structure, and then I hear, like, this crazy loud scraping on the roof of the car. And I don't know how tall this thing is, but I realize that, like, there's a fucking... you know, there's a pillar for a height limit on top. So I'm just like, oh, fuck, what'd I do? I'm like, all right, I'm just going to gun it, and hopefully it'll just get through. And so I gun it, and there's this huge loud scraping, and then I hear, like, I kind of see it, like, swing off, and then it falls to the ground. And it's, like, the loudest noise ever. It's like, boom! I'm like, oh, fuck. And this is my second week, so it's... You know, I'm already, like, kind of, I don't know, I'm new, and it's embarrassing. Yeah.
You
shit.
Almost hit Brianna's car.
And I almost hit Brianna's car, apparently.
And I remember everyone was like, who the, because all the managers were talking about, we're like, what fucking idiot did that? And we're like, the new guy? What the hell? The fucking new guy
but not even that,
broke our parking lot?
I didn't, like, I knew that this was, the whole thing was going to happen. So what I did is I just parked right away, and I ran, like, across the parking lot and came from the other side and was like, what's going on? What's happening? Hey, some idiot, right? And then I just went to work because I was like, I don't want to deal with it. And, like, it's pretty embarrassing.
You literally could have killed somebody.
Yeah, no, fuck them.
Yeah.
No, and that was pretty bad. And then eventually, like, the cops were actually called. And, and pretty much, like, I had to be like, yeah, sorry, that was my bad. But I was just trying to push through it. I was just trying to, like, I'm just going to work and just, you know, everything's going to be fine, you know.
Do the cops accept that as an excuse? Yeah, my bad, you guys.
Yeah, pretty much. He was like, are you working here? And he's like, yeah, I guess it's just company doing company damage. So I guess this is fine.
You're insured for that.
Yeah, so it's like whatever. And, I mean, I had to put it back up, and that was, which actually I never really did. So someone else did it for me. So I'm great.
Yeah. I was always nervous driving under it every time after. It didn't seem so sturdy anymore.
Me and that parking lot were like mortal enemies. Because I remember another time, like, I was parked with my Honda Civic, and then I start backing up. And
did you hit the orange thing?
One of the pillars.
Are you kidding me, Raul?
The same, pretty much the what holds up this, you know, the height limit. I back up, and I don't, like, hit it with the back of my car. I hit it with the side of my bumper, and it attaches onto the pillar, and as I back up, it rips off my bumper.
Oh.
So now I have a bumperless car, and I'm like, what the fuck? And it's the same thing. Like, I have to go home and switch a car, so I have to get my bumper and put it in my car and then go switch cars. I'm like, this is embarrassing.
When I worked at Regal, when I worked in box office, I saw so many people do that, and I was always so mean about it. Like, just look behind you when you there's a giant orange pole. Yeah. And all you would hear, I'd be working, and I'd be counting money, and you would just hear, like, crunch, because, like, somebody's car, like... slams up on the side of it, and people always get out and, like, look at it in disbelief, and then they're so embarrassed they usually just leave.
Oh, I would leave too.
Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, so I need to tell you something. I'd just be like, fuck, I'm such an idiot, and I'd bail the fuck out of there so quickly.
Yeah.
Would you bail if you hit a car?
Nah.
Yeah. Does anyone die?
It's like a couple weeks ago, I was parallel parked, and I was kind of, it was a tight spot.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm trying to, like, back out and go forward and do a little more, and I, the, like, third attempt, I got the guy behind me.
Yeah.
And I just fucking left.
I mean, it's like, I feel like if it's just like a little, like just a little touch, I mean, I'm just kind of like,
it was
no
a little,
ding.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no denting or anything, right? Then I don't feel like that's that bad.
It was a ding, but now his car's got ding. My car's got dings.
Yeah.
Was his car really nice?
Not really nice. It's better than my car.
Because if somebody hit my car and just dinged it, I would rather them just leave than have to have a conversation with them about it.
Yeah. That's actually exactly what I was saying. I was doing it for them.
Yeah.
I was trying to spare their time.
You're such a really charitable person.
I'm a really nice guy.
Yeah, you're
I'm really nice.
Consider
really nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
My brother was telling about this guy. I think he met him. He met him somewhere. Anyway.
You think he met him somewhere?
He would drive around with an unopened bottle of vodka in his car at all times because he loved to drink and drive, but he had like 7 DUIs.
How did he didn't have a license then, did he?
I think like the when this story takes place, it was like 20 years ago.
Okay.
They were a lot lenient back then. But what he would do if he was drunk and he gets pulled over, as soon as he gets pulled over, he turns off the ignition, throws his keys out the window, rolls up his window. As soon as the officer comes up to the window, he breaks the seal on the vodka and starts drinking it. Because that's technically not a DUI. Like, he can claim that all of his alcohol content happened after he got pulled over.
Oh my God.
Now,
that's good.
As I'm telling this story, I'm remembering that my brother is a wildly unreliable source for information.
Okay, so this,
you might not want to implement
this
strategy.
It sounds like it would be true.
Yeah, when he told me, I totally just believed him because, like, anything my older brother says, I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, totally. But no, as I said it out loud, I was like, it kind of sounds like bullshit.
I don't know.
Regardless, I mean, giving people tips on how to drive drunk better, maybe not the best idea.
Sure.
Yeah, because we're very responsible people, and we'd like to be role models.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know about that, but I would like to encourage people to not endanger the lives of strangers.
Yeah.
So I just want to review the topics we covered on this podcast. Sexual assault, cancer, drinking and driving.
And let's
real
not forget
lighthearted.
You cannot eat people.
Yeah,
out.
You glossed over that, your inability to satisfy a woman.
I feel like that's not on par with the tragedy of cancer.
I mean,
let me ask you something.
For whoever you marry,
let me ask you something. Did you friend zone these two like immediately, or was especially in Jake's case, was the tongue thing?
I saw him. I was like, stick your tongue out. Nope.
Nope. That's a bummer.
Boy, I cannot tell you how many times this happened to me. I have so many female friends.
Has it been an issue in your relationships? Like, how did it... Really?
It's never come up.
Yeah.
I would be pretty disappointed.
Well, that's probably why you're single.
But would you voice that disappointment? Or would you just say, okay, I'm going to give them 2 months and I'm going to break up with them? Because you can't break up with him, like, right away. It's like, because he'll know... It's because of the tongue thing. But if you give it a little bit of time.
I don't know. I feel like I would probably, depending on how much I liked the person, I might still.
So in this case, it would not be very much.
We would be broken up with immediately. That would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, but
terrible
I would probably still date them, but I would just be bummed about it, you know?
Be like, you better work on your finger game.
Yeah.
You better be
Step
a master
your
at that.
Game up. Yeah. Or I would just be like, you're going to have to be okay with me getting it on the side. Just going to find all these random guys to go down on me.
As long as they only go down on you, I think I'd be fine with that.
I'm going to let the next girl you date know. Like, hey, Jake told me once that he'd be cool with it.
Yeah, I mean.
But then when she tells, like, 5 girlfriends from now, like, she'll tell them, like, Jake's totally cool with you letting other guys go down here. She says no. That's when you know.
Yeah, she's
the one. Oh, it's like a test.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, that's good.
That's how I meant it to be. I was looking out for you.
Yeah.
You're such a great friend.
Thanks.
I'm making a weird face right now, but otherwise, great friend.
Were you ever in a car accident?
We were talking about that 20 minutes ago,
yeah.
Remember? I have been in a car accident. It wasn't very serious. But it's not even, it's like kind of difficult to explain the positioning, but basically this guy made an illegal turn and I hit him. He made an illegal U-turn, I should say. And I hit him. My bumper was pretty fucked up. His was a little dented. Nothing really happened, but I started smoking again that day. Like, I mean, I had quit smoking for like a year.
Picked a hell of a day to quit smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right afterwards, I was just like, so... Nobody got hurt or anything. It was totally fine, but I was just so amped up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to start smoking again right now. And then I kept smoking for like 3 years after that.
You become really religious. You're like, life is a gift.
Exactly. I still am to this day.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Zoroaster. That's my religion. You guys are not familiar with Zoroastrianism?
Okay. Nope. I'm not familiar. I don't want an explanation, though. I'm good on that.
That's what it was. Freddie Mercury's.
Push your religion on us, Jake.
Look, I'm just saying, worship. You should be fire worshippers with me.
Okay.
That's my whole pitch, really. You can worship fire.
That's pretty badass, though. I'm a
what are you doing?
Now. I'm a more now. After
okay.
You
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I have always been far more fascinated with fire than...
And crosses.
Than, yeah.
Yeah.
Way to...
What if we mix
cross.
The two? Holy guys.
This is a $1 million idea.
I'm really afraid of fire, actually. Like, I won't light something from a lighter because it almost always hits your thumb. And I think it's because when I was in fifth grade, my best friend at the time, named Brianna Roman...
Did she stick her head in a... fireplace? Are you the Hound from Game of Thrones?
I am not the Hound from Game of Thrones. Are you saying I'm disfigured?
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert, there's a character named the Hound in Game of Thrones.
He gets his head in the fire pit. I've never seen Game of Thrones, and now I know.
Oh, it's like that beginning. From the beginning.
That's backstory.
He's never. So anyway, we were making macaroni and cheese at our house, and she asks me to hold the strainer for her. She didn't tell me. She was just, hold this for me. Okay. Then the next thing she does is just pours everything into the strainer while I'm holding it. I don't know if she didn't, like, I was holding the handle, but it's still all splashed out onto my hand, all the boiling water.
Yeah.
And I had to, probably for 2 days, I had to have my hand, I couldn't take it out of, like, cold water because, I mean, I think it was just a first degree burn, but it was so badly.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, I've been really afraid of anything hot.
What grade were you in?
Fifth. Sixth. Oh, wow. Fifth or sixth.
So somebody was letting fifth graders handle boiling water?
You know, maybe... Yeah, it was fifth or sixth grade for sure.
Boy.
Yeah.
I'm not even comfortable with boiling water.
Really?
I'd be super nervous, but like letting a kid do that, it's like...
Caitlin, my good friend Caitlin, I don't know if she'll like me telling this
friend
story.
Friend of the show.
I don't think she'll care, but my best friend Caitlin was making... She's not very domestic, and she... wanted to make pasta at her house once, so she called me and was asking me how to do it, and I was like, well, you boil water and you put the noodles in, whatever. Then she called me back 10 minutes later freaking out because of all the smoke coming from the water. She's like, is this gonna set off the fire alarm? I'm like, that's steam and you're good.
Wait, how old was she?
20?
No, she wasn't 20. I mean, we might have been like 18, 19.
Old enough to have heard of steam, I guess.
That is about 15 years older than you should be asking that question.
She might have known it was steam, but I think she thought it was still going to set off the fire.
But she used the word smoke.
Yeah. But to be fair, Caitlin is one of the smartest people I know. She's just, you know, that's not one of her fortes.
Sure, she has Asperger's, is what you're saying.
No. She just doesn't know how to cook. I think she's gotten better. She's cooked some stuff, you know.
Sure. Yeah. The interesting part about that story to me is not the cooking aspect. It's that the being unfamiliar with the concept of boiling water. That's what's shocking to me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, was she never in a chemistry class? Like, I feel like that's...
I don't know. She had never really cooked for herself before, I guess.
Boy. It's one of those things, like, we were talking about the basic knowledge that you just don't have.
Yeah.
Like, that was hers.
Hey, I wasn't everybody's trying to one. Harp on her. I just thought the story was funny.
No, I'm saying everybody has stuff like that.
Yeah.
We just don't really, like, you never know what it is until it's exposed.
Yeah.
Like, there's occasionally a person who's like, oh, the sun is the center?
of the solar system.
Well, that's a...
I was talking 9 years old arguing with a friend's parent about the fact that the Earth is larger than the moon. I said, me and Colin were talking, and I was like, he was like, no, the moon is bigger than the Earth. I'm like, no, it's not. And then his mom chimed in. She's like, Colin's right.
Colin's always right.
Colin is right. The Earth is much smaller than the moon. It's something like 100 times smaller. And I'm like trying to argue with her. And then finally I'm like, no, lady. The moon revolves around us. That means we're bigger. I was like 9 or 10 years old, but I had taken a basic science class.
Yeah.
And I was not invited back to the...
I know I'm a child, but I am not letting this one go.
Yeah.
Did she ever come to her senses on that one?
I don't
know. By the way, in this, were you Galileo and was she the Catholic Church? Just as, for some backstory.
I
think back.
Don't quite get that reference, and I'm revealing myself for the idiot that I am.
Oh, this is... Although he was
I'm assuming it's the age-old science versus religion thing, though.
Right? Oh, boy. You got it.
You got it. You
Let's
got
talk
it.
About it, you guys. Like, come on.
Well, that might be come too touchy. On. You know, heliocentrism. That might be.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta let those wounds heal.
Yeah,
it's gonna take at least 800 years.
Yeah.
So speaking of, I mean, you brought up the moon. I'll reference it to what Jake and I were talking about the other day. We were talking about if we believed in aliens or not.
Mm. the moon, aliens, naturally.
Yeah, yeah. You see,
that's where aliens live, right?
So we were talking about how maybe we would ask our guests if they believed in aliens, and we were telling
ourselves... But then we decided not to do that, so let's move on.
No, we were telling ourselves, we can ask our guests, but if they have an answer that we think is stupid, we have to remind ourselves not to be rude. So, Brian...
Wow, way to put him at ease. You better get this right, motherfucker. You're not invited back.
Do you believe in aliens?
I've been abducted by aliens.
Oh. You say that like you're not kidding, but I'm pretty sure you're kidding.
I'm kidding. I do believe in aliens. I mean, you'd have to be pretty...
God, what an
arrogant
idiot.
Like, the universe is a big play. Like, I don't know if we're necessarily visited as often as the Travel Channel would like us to believe.
Yeah.
History Channel?
But is that a thing on the History Channel?
That's Ancient Aliens is the History Channel. That crazy
history
nonsense.
Happens every day.
Because that's Whoa. What we were saying. I mean, we were basically saying, they probably exist, but I don't think that they've visited Earth.
I don't think they built the pyramids, for example.
Do you think it's a smart idea for us to try and make contact with aliens?
No, absolutely not.
I don't think so either.
What would be the... I mean, it's so much more likely... If something were to go wrong from it, it would be catastrophic, and I think we're doing all right. So let's just not...
It's like, I got a phone that can store every song that I've ever heard in my entire life. Like, whatever advancements in technology the aliens can give us...
I don't want to know
what
it is. That
risk, the risk of them just obliterating us is not worth...
Yeah.
Teleportation. I mean, hey, my dad was a trucker. If teleportation was around, we wouldn't have had bacon on Sunday morning, so...
That's a great
point. As far
point.
As I'm concerned,
I'm sick of these aliens coming into this country and taking our goddamn jobs.
These aliens come in with their teleportation, and meanwhile, my dad's out of work. And it's like, what are we going to do, you know?
Oh, it's like if you make bullets,
all of a sudden, my mom's
we don't need bullets anymore. Now we got ray guns.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, fucking aliens.
And then Sons of Anarchy, the TV show, wouldn't exist anymore. And what would I watch sometimes on Tuesdays?
It's just all a chain reaction.
Oh, you're right,
fucking
yeah.
Aliens.
You watch Justified?
I do. I haven't seen the latest season, but yeah. I watched whatever they had on Netflix. Yeah.
Watched The Shield?
I have never watched The Shield. I heard it's good.
I always bring up The Shield because I'm a huge fan of Walton Goggins, the actor, and he was...
Who isn't?
He plays Boyd Crowder on Justified.
I love Boyd. He's so good.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking
I mean, I know that you don't have this issue, but I have a very hard time deciding whether or not I think he's handsome.
I think he is very handsome.
Yeah.
He's a straight heterosexual male. Straight heterosexual. I need to really emphasize.
He's really not gay. He's not gay. at all. Yeah, Boyd. Mm.
This is great.
All right, I think this is.
Oh no! Are you guys done already?
Yeah.
Really?
Are we not just having a conversation with ourselves? What?
I mean, it's just, you know, we can edit it out. It's fine.
You guys are such babies. The second you are not included in the conversation, you guys throw a fucking fit. All you're doing over here is making goddamn faces at each other and whining like assholes. I sit here very patiently when you guys talk about all your comedy stuff that I'm not in on.
Oh, comedy.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about it. So, I was watching, I don't actually have a story there.
Can we talk a little shit or something about comedians? Is that something that someone can do?
Sure.
Yeah.
Who do you want to talk about?
Who do you think I want to talk about?
Jimmy Calloway?
Yeah,
fuck that guy.
Fucking Jimmy Calloway.
I love Jimmy Calloway.
What happened?
Oh. No, we're just kidding. We love Jimmy Calloway.
Okay. Jimmy Calloway is a great guy. He won the...
Congrats to Jimmy Calloway.
By the time...
Well, we have to explain what it is. Yeah. Not
explain
a
it to me. I am like all your podcast viewers right now. That's I don't know what you're talking about. So.
Right. So the Kin Club on Adams in Kensington.
Yeah, I've been there.
Every Thursday they have a stand-up comedy competition. And it's really good. And Jimmy won last night, and he got to drink for free all night, but he's been on the wagon for a little while now, so that was completely wasted. But yeah, he had a really good set last night.
He also won a goblet. That was his prize.
But he doesn't. He only got it for the day. He didn't even get to really play with it.
So sad.
But his face is going to be on the next championship poster.
Congrats to him.
Yeah. The last winner was technically Nick Crosby, but he was unable to fulfill his duties as Kumite champion. So much like Miss America, the runner-up Ryan Hicks got the featured paid gig at the Comedy Palace.
What are the duties that you must fulfill?
You need to show up to the paid gig at the Comedy Palace.
What? He couldn't show up to a paid gig?
I mean,
he probably had another paid gig he had to attend to.
Like he's a hilarious comic. Like all the, because I won.
Not to brag.
I won a week of that competition, and I was so stoked just to be in his company, like him and Hick and like Schrader, all the guys that won. I'm not mentioning a few of them because I didn't forget.
It's not an Oscar speech. No one's going to hold you accountable.
Exactly. I don't remember all of them.
None of these guys are going to listen anyway.
Oh, no chance.
But yeah, it was really cool just to be in like that company of really funny guys.
Can I ask how much your paid gig was?
I didn't get
it.
It's every week there's a winner. And then...
There's a tournament of champions.
Yeah, exactly. At the end, everybody who's placed in the competition, because every week there's third, second, first. And everyone... Who plays, goes up, does some jokes, and then the winner of that,
they get the paid gig.
I came in third. I tied for third, Bobby told me.
How many people were there total?
Like
3.
20?
Oh, that's awesome.
Maybe 18 to 20, I think. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah.
Congratulations.
It was the night I did the Septawa thing, and I thought I was going to, as I said earlier in this podcast.
Yeah.
What other things can we talk about again?
Oh, somebody told me they had cancer. I don't know if we talked about this.
Dude, how many pants were they buying?
It was a lot. I remember that. Pants. It was a lot. Pants. A lot of pants.
A lot of pants for a cancer patient.
Corpse fashion party. What?
What is it? Right?
Want to hear the story of... I don't know how much time we have.
I was like, yes, anything would be good. Please.
It sounds like a story of Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah. How I got out of the friend zone.
Wait.
Is that a story?
Pause.
That's a real story.
Oh, yeah. Who's I want to hear that story.
Probably some bitch, right? Right? Come on. Right here, buddy.
Boom.
Oh.
That doesn't, and then he gives you a handshake? None of that made sense.
Like the handshake. Okay, we can't. Okay. It's not.
No, I actually like this story because it involves trickery.
Okay. You tricked some stupid broad into dating you.
No, she had put me in the friend zone. I was in there for some time, but I was always very upfront. Like, I totally,
yo, I want to get on you.
I totally right. want up on you and inside of you. And
how
around.
Long were you in the friend zone?
2 or 3 years, probably.
Wow.
But like,
seems insurmountable.
Yeah.
Seemingly.
Coming and from yet, a girl, I can't yeah. imagine someone being in the friend zone for 3 years and me being like, you know what?
Yeah. It was, her life wasn't going as great as she was hoping it had been at that point.
Okay, so tell the story.
But yeah, like I would like, I never made it, I always made it clear, not in a creepy way. Like yeah. it was always like fun to hang out with still. And we're really good friends. And she needed a new roommate and she asked me if I wanted to move in with her. And
that could be tricky.
I, without really thinking about it, jumped on it. I was like, absolutely, yeah, this would be great. In the back of my mind, thinking like, how can she not want to fuck me when I'm walking around the apartment all day? You know, like, this is going to happen. And then like a month into it, it's like, oh no, she's totally not going to fuck me. And then it also started to dawn on me that she's going to start dating a guy and I'm going to hear them doing it and it's going to break my heart. And this was a terrible, terrible idea.
I never would have asked you to move in with me for that exact reason.
Yeah, she was not considerate for my feelings.
Yeah.
But because I had described our relationship to someone before, and the girl that I described it to, she said, "Oh yeah, she's keeping you on the bench," and I was like, "Oh, that's fucked up."
So you murdered her boyfriend.
She wasn't dating. She had at the during the time period that we were friends, she had dated guys. Mm. And during that time, I never hit on her. I was very respectful, like, hey, you're in the relationship, whatever. But at this time, when we're living together, she's single, I'm single. She texted me one day when I was at work. And I was already kind of bumming about the whole situation. She texted me, she was like, hey, I'm gonna need to bum cigarettes off you tonight.
Oh, is she gonna need that?
Yeah, and it pissed me off. It pissed me off. Like,
did she say it just like that?
Yeah, she just kind of like threw it out
there.
She
didn't even ask you for a cigarette? I'm going to need that.
Yeah, I'm going to need to bum cigarettes off you tonight. With the subtext being, if you don't have enough cigarettes, you better stop at the store on the way back.
Right.
That's the subtext that I read into it with my already bad mood.
I don't care if she's ever going to listen to this. She's a bitch.
We had some good times. So I had some bad times, but...
do you want to give her full name right
now? Is there a possibility she's going to listen to that?
I doubt it. Okay. She blocked me on Facebook.
Okay.
That's another hilarious story, but... she sent me that text, so I just sent her a text like, I'm not going to be home until later. I'm going out with some girl from work.
Oh, I thought your text was going to be like, of course.
Yeah, it would have been like 9 times out of 10.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But, so I sent her that, like, and then like 20 minutes went by, and she sent me another text, like, have fun. Like, and now this is the part of the story that I'm not really proud of, but I am also super proud of because it totally fucking worked.
Okay, well.
I didn't want to risk going to a buddy's house and just crashing there because it might get back to her.
Yeah.
So I rented a motel room. And I just spent the night there, and then I texted her like at midnight, like, yeah, so I'm not going to make it home tonight. And no response at all. I come back the next day, and she is visibly upset. She has absolutely no reason to be, no right to be upset with me at all. But I could tell she is fucking bummed out about this. So I kind of tell her, like, yeah, you know, it was really fun. I don't know if I like
her.
Maybe I'll hang out with her.
I'm fucking so many girls. It's like, whatever. You can keep track. I don't know.
And then,
she's no you. Baby.
Yeah. And then literally within like a couple of days, it was on. Like,
wow.
It was happening. And then a year and a half later, we broke up terribly.
You guys were together for a year and a half after that?
We were together for a year and a half.
Wow. Yeah. Holy God damn.
No. I don't think we would have been together a year and a half, though, if we weren't... Because we were roommates, and then we started dating. So it's like you're immediately living with the girl you're now dating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was horrific at some points, too. But... I mean, it wasn't terribly bad because we'd been friends for so long, so we did have that foundation, but... But yeah, it was...
But didn't that always make you feel weird the whole time you were dating? Like, you had to do that in order...
Yeah.
Like, why weren't you good enough for her? And you know what I mean?
Sure. No, I mean, I'm I'm in a much better place now than I was back then. But yeah, you know, you...
I'm just curious if that affected how you felt about your relationship at the time.
It was kind of like I was just so happy to be in the game.
Yeah.
Finally got off the bench.
Yeah.
Like, who cares how I got here?
What I mean, congratulations. That's rare.
Yeah, that's a tough situation.
Yeah, it was great. But when we broke up, I still had to live with her for like another 3 months.
Yeah.
Because I can't... She can't afford the place by herself. I can't afford the place by myself. I'm trying to... desperately not to do any more damage to my credit. I can't pay my share and have my own place, so that was like the most awkward thing.
Why did she block you on Facebook?
She blocked me on Facebook a few months after we had I had moved out. So we're not really seeing each other that often. We tried to maintain a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But
who broke up? Why did you guys break up first?
Nothing really happened. It's just we, like, when she broke up with me, I was bummed about it for like 2 days, and then it dawned on me, like, oh yeah, like she has a point. Like, we never really fought. We always kind of got along, but it was just never really awesome to be with her.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it would be.
Right.
And then it was like, oh, this is Delaware. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a couple months after that, and she had casually earlier in the day texted me, like, because there was this girl I work with who, there was a lot of Facebook activity between the two of us.
Ooh.
And she texted me about that. She was like, so, who's this girl? I'm just like, oh, just go with her. Whatever. And then later that night, I was a little tipsy, and I thought of a joke. This is well before I was doing stand-up comedy, so it was one of those. It was probably one of those jokes where if I read it in the journal, I'm like, I'm not saying this on stage.
Like, was it as bad as or as good as Jake's grape joke?
You know what? I don't want
to
say.
Did it rise to the level?
I'll tell you what the joke was. People say the truth hurts. I told my girlfriend that she interrupts me a lot, and then she broke up with me, and that did hurt. Not that funny. But it would still be recognized as a joke.
Yeah. Okay. The great thing, not so sure. But let's not
it
get
it. It was an example of a bad joke. I can't be like, so this is a bad so joke, and be like, boy, that was a really bad. Like, yeah, I know. Yeah. I know it was a bad joke. Yeah. That was the premise.
So bad right
there. Yeah. Seen
you can't see Jake right now, but his whole face is red. And
yeah, his layers of veins coming out of him.
Also, I slapped Brittany right in the face.
Yeah, I'll see
that. We cut the slap noise out because we didn't want it to make it seem... We like to make Jake seem like he's a really good, smart guy.
So. Yeah. Hasn't been working well so far, but...
It shouldn't be the punsters, it should be the beatsters.
Dude, the punchsters?
Are you fucking kidding me? The punchsters.
We're going to edit this. Here we go.
Hold on. Okay.
Hey, it shouldn't be the punsters, it should be the punchsters.
Oh, shit, right? Raul, you're so good.
Who thought of that name, by the way? You mentioned it in the first...
It was really good.
Really good.
Thank you.
I like it.
I would like to... I think that Raul, I mean, we were trying to think of names, and we were thinking of plays on TV show names, and Raul goes, what could we think of with the Munsters?
Here's exactly how he phrased it. Can you think of a pun? Can you think of a pun with the Munsters?
And I said, the Punsters? You're like, oh, that's brilliant.
We were all eating together, and my reaction was like, the Funsters. Like, no.
Like, you're so close. So close to striking gold, and then he's like, claim this territory.
I'm still a little closer than Raul was. So.
I was like, puns, Munsters. I mean, there's something there, right?
The Mun Punsters?
The Pun Muns.
The Mun Puns.
There
we go, Sturs.
Yeah, that's it. That's good.
All right.
Can we change the name? Is it too late to change the name?
Yeah, we're kind of committed to
it. So Raul and I thought of the name of the show.
Yeah,
nice.
To answer your question.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely, you know, we gave him the little leeway to.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything, but when I was listening to the first podcast, it really felt like you two were carrying Jake.
That's what we do in life, pretty much.
I've gotten several complaints about the show, and they were all that there was too much Jake.
Too much Jake.
Can we list all the complaints and who made them? I'd like to hear this.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, we could talk about it after the show. What are you going to do? Big tough guy?
This is why they don't like you. This is an off-air discussion, Jake. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Valerio.
Jake and his weird tongue make the podcast ruined. That's not even a proper sentence.
They make the podcast ruined.
He's quoting a review. Right now.
Yeah.
Weird tongue make the podcast ruin.
Yeah. Print up the t-shirts. Here it comes. Wow, that was...
Make it ruin.
Jake, you just take everything way too seriously. Valerio said he didn't even know why I was on this show, and Valerio and I could totally go on and still be great friends. I don't care that he said that at all.
Okay, I totally believe you.
At all. I don't care.
Were you at the Comedy Store a couple weeks ago? Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 Why?
Okay.
Why?
So I noticed Jake, and you know, I was like, that's a very pretty girl with Jake.
Oh.
And it made
you're like, why is that happening?
Honestly, that's exactly what I was...
Like, why would you get into comedy?
You can't help what your initial feelings are.
Yeah.
Like, right. I like you as a person, so I should be like, hey, good for Jake. But, like, my initial feeling is like, how the fuck did that die?
And Brian, that's an emotion called jealousy.
It is. Jealousy.
And then now you realize you have absolutely nothing to be jealous about.
But then you have to check yourself. Like, hey, listen. Yeah, exactly.
If you realize how little I like Jake, you would not.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at him sitting there like that, all smug with his hand on his knee.
His beard. You do have a nice growing beard, though. I will say that.
That's the one thing I have going for me, I feel like.
Yep.
You have kind eyes.
That's so sweet.
Those are kind to
you. I mean, not now. Not now that I'm looking at you. They're probably not kind when I'm looking at you. But
not particularly really mean. I had a stripper tell me I looked mean last week.
That's right.
Show me your resting face. I don't think it's mean.
I don't think so either.
No.
I've never been to a strip club before.
You have
it was my
mean
first time.
Face.
I do.
And this stripper walks up to me and she says, because strippers are supposed to be complimentary, and she says, you look mean.
No, you know why she did that? Whoa. Because you were going to fight the rest of the night to prove her wrong by tipping her a lot.
Oh.
She was
black, so yeah, that wasn't going to happen. Oh.
That's
horrific.
This is how we find out Ryan's a racist.
Boy.
So she should have said that you were racist and not that you
looked
mean.
This is a good place to...
Yeah.
We gotta wrap it up on...
Right.
No, but I'm so curious to see why your ex blocked you on Facebook, actually.
Okay, so...
Was she black? She just discovered how much he was.
All right.
Well, she wasn't black. She was fat, though.
Okay.
Nah, she was a lovely girl.
She was of average weight.
She was a lovely, lovely gal.
Okay.
No, but then... Because there was a kernel of truth to that joke about, like, she interrupted me. Because, like, the day before we broke up, I did say, he fucking interrupt me all the time. Can you let me get... I got angry about it.
Yeah.
But you get a word in edgewise.
Exactly. That edgewise... No.
Fuck you, Jake. Fuck you, Jake. Shut your mouth.
So she stormed away. And then, anyway, so flash forward. I do the... put that Facebook post on, and she comments, like, immediately. I post it, and it was, like, fucking immediately there was a comment, and it was from her... Like, that's not why it happened. I can't believe you would tell people that, blah, blah, blah.
It's like, bitch, you just told people
that. I'm like, yeah, listen. No one would have thought that was anything other than a joke if you wouldn't have just fucking came out like that.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm glad I broke up with you. And I told her, I'm like, have another drink. And that was it. And that was the block. Because she was clearly intoxicated.
Yeah.
And berating me online. So, yeah.
So she's single now?
Did she, like...
she might be. I don't think so. I think she's with somebody now. Mm-hmm. My buddy keeps
telling me, because he's still friends with her on Facebook.
Giving her updates. Like, giving you updates.
And he's
on
a piece of shit, so he'd be like, posted a new picture of her boyfriend. Like, that's
trust me, I know about shitty friends.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
Like, that's not a very. Never mind.
That's a terrible thing to say about Justin.
Yeah.
Justin's a great friend.
Justin's a great friend.
Yeah. It's true. I really.
Yeah.
Don't I talk. Like, you're not on the podcast, Justin.
Oh,
you have to edit nobody. That volume down.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to do my podcast, right?
Sure.
You have a podcast?
Let's plug in.
That was the reaction I was hoping for. Like, oh, we're going to be busy. I don't have a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was clearly a setup for somebody to make that reaction. He was like, yeah, I'll do it.
You know what's sad?
Sorry.
Terrible when chops. You asked that, I was like, I wonder if he's asking me too or just.
Oh. Well, the answer is no. So that's been the punsters, you guys. Yeah. We should probably wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Hey, do you have any shows that you'd like to plug? This isn't going to come out for a couple of weeks, right?
But yeah.
So, the 19th, this is coming out?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gang. Well, you know, if you ain't doing anything tonight, November 19th, I'll be at Cheers Bar and Grill. I don't really know where that is. 9 p.m., that's when the show starts. And I'm trying to figure out the most obnoxious Cheers joke I can think of just to...
I don't know where it is.
Over right away.
I don't know where it is, but I know everybody knows your name.
Wow.
You are the punsters.
We don't need to grab every joke, do we? You know,
yeah.
We don't. I do, personally.
He's got a lot to prove.
So. Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll come out that night. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm busy. So we need to plug our Facebook and our Twitter.
Yeah.
Our Facebook.
Is
just type in the punsters. Do I have to spell it out? God. Jesus. People disgust me.
Oh, God.
Also, our Twitter. Follow us on Twitter @B_punsters. That's how simple it is. That's just that.
It's just that.
Boy.
Just that.
The internet is magical.
You know, sometimes maybe we'll tweet some funny things.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's possible.
It might happen.
You never know.
Yeah. So follow us there. Do you have anything to plug in that you want?
Come to the open mic at the Comedy Palace on Mondays. That's the only place that I'll be regularly, probably.
I'm on the Regal Bar on the 21st of November, a couple of days from when you guys hear this. So come out and see. It's going to be me, very, very funny guy, Ryan Hicks, and Salvador Viesca with Born Downs hosting, so... That'll be fun, guys.
And I'll be nowhere, so if you guys want to hear more of me, you're going to have to continually check out this podcast.
Which is the best part, right?
Keep coming back to hear this voice, because mm-hmm. This is an exclusive place, and this is the only way you're going to find it.
You check out your bank that you underwrite?
Don't tell people where I work. I'm not.
You could underwrite a loan for somebody?
If you guys
Where's
have...
the girl with the sexy voice? wanted a loan from her and her alone.
If you guys have the meme...
We're the puns.
Thank you guys.
We made one pun this.
Two.
Okay.
Two.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Brian.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Holy shit!
Yeah, it's your birthday.
Can I just point out, I said this already three times, once for each of you, and now for the audience. When Jake asked me to do the podcast, I completely forgot that it was my birthday today.
No.
He asked me earlier in the week, and I was like, yeah, sure. And then I remember it was my birthday, and I'm like, I guess I gotta cancel. And then I'm like, what the fuck else am I gonna do?
And I bought you a birthday beer, so you
birthday
came up.
Birthday beer.
You came
Arrogant
up.
Arrogant Bastard Ale.
Yep.
Yeah. Perfect for you, right?
And on that note...
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
You drink too much. So, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you.
You've been Raul Zambrano.
I've been Raul Zambrano.
I am Brittany Herzbrand.
I'm Jake Disharoon. Thanks to our
Brian
guests.
Brian Faust.
All right. Have a good night.
Have a great life.
I think it was perfect.